You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio on ESPN Radio 1700. Now, live in studio, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports. And poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion that we get from the normal media. Holy cow. We connect the dots, you know, the actions you can take, how your family, your business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content today, let me advise you or let you know. We're going to have Robert Mott will be checking in with us today. We'll chat a little bit about wine, maybe a lot about wine. We'll try and finish up a conversation we had last week. And David Meltzer will be checking in, Sports One Marketing. David's going to be joining us a little later in the broadcast as well. Let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you, and you can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it. While I do have a great team, when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Every once in a while, we have to start a celebration just a little bit early. And being that tomorrow is National Nutty Fudge Day, I just couldn't resist. We have to start that one a little early. National Nutty Fudge Day. I am a trained professional in the consumption of nutty fudge. So if you've got some nutty fudge that you think needs to be evaluated or public service tested for quality control purposes, I'm your guy. I am ready to take one for the team. I will handle that for you and share whatever we can. Yeah, just a thought there. It's one of those good ones. So we're celebrating a little early. You'll probably hear me mention this tomorrow again because, well, basically, just because we can. Amazing. Breaking news once again from the State Department or the Justice Department. Attorney General Loretta Lynch came out with this story, and I just couldn't help but share it. There is no way that a state can insist a man is a man and a woman is a woman if a person feels otherwise. I will say that again. States can't insist a man is a man and a woman is a woman if a person feels otherwise. Unbelievable. Really? A man is not a man any longer if they feel that they're not a man. And a woman is not a woman if they do not feel like they're a woman. That is from the Attorney General of the United States of America. Unbelievable. You can't make this stuff up. Talking about making this stuff up, Dow Jones, that roller coaster once again down 118 points. Mortgage interest rates, the 10-year treasury, I tell you that all the time. It's the leading indicator toward what mortgage-backed securities are doing. Trading right now at 1.75, I am going to share with you, I've been telling you this right along, that we are probably going to head down to about 1.4 on the 10-year treasury. That's going to be leading us to where we are on the mortgage-backed securities, your mortgage rates. Don't want to get too technical in there. Just a thought, though, that you should be aware of, because quite simply, if you are not taking a look at what your mortgage situation is right now, all I can say is shame on you. It is not a wise choice. Now, I've shared with you on a few different instances, there are a number of areas that we need to be looking at. Number one, are you looking at what might be beneficial for you and for your family when it comes to the concept of fixing your property up, right? I mean, there are those people that want to do some work on their homes. They want to make some modifications to their homes. They want to make some improvements to their homes. Friend Chris Corrales was on a few weeks back talking about the idea of these Title 24 home improvements and what might be considered a Title 24 home improvement that will allow you to do the improvements, maybe get a new air conditioning system, maybe get a new roof, windows, doors, insulation, all these different items that are included in the Title 24 programs with 100% financing, no payments until December of 2017. What's that, about 18 months from now? So think about that. You get all the benefits. You get the lower utility bills, the lower gas bills. Maybe you've got the water tolerance issues you want to be dealing with there. The drought tolerant, I should say. Think about that. All that can be done now. Take advantage of it. Save that money. I don't want you to go getting yourself into bad habits. Save the money so that you have the money when the payments start in December of 2017. You want more information on that? Feel free. Give me a call, 800-306-1990. You know as well as I do that I have no idea how or what end of a screwdriver to use. So when it comes to these issues, I'll put you in touch with the right people. I know nothing about it. Moving right along. Holy cow. California desert town. I wonder if our friend Chris Husong, who was on with Club M, I believe it was last week Chris was on with us, talking about, now we're looking at desert hot springs out in the Coachella Valley. It's actually where I'm broadcasting from today. It's the first city in Southern California to legalize large-scale medical marijuana cultivation. Amazing what it's doing to property values in desert hot springs. Now, up until this point, desert hot springs was known for drugs, but not anything legal. Now they're looking at, they've got the drugs growing marijuana out there, and maybe it's going to even be legal. Why do I bring that up? Not because I'm a proponent of marijuana. I'm kind of ambivalent on the subject. The issue is it has a lot to do with the values. Property values are skyrocketing in desert hot springs just because of what's going on with being allowed to cultivate marijuana. Just a thought right there. And maybe that's where the cash is. I shouldn't say that. There's cash coming in. Apparently an article in the San Diego Union-Tribune talking about the San Diego City Council getting a big influx of cash to try and influence one of the districts, North Coastal District Number 1, getting a big influx of cash to try and flip the city council. Now, I'm going to share with you, I've talked about this many, many times, this idea of districting within cities, completely ludicrous. Why do I say it's completely ludicrous? And I'll share with you exactly why this is the situation. And it's going on right here in District 1. You don't have to worry about the candidates in District 1 don't have to worry about the other districts. They're not responsible to the other districts. The other districts can do as they wish, and District 1, all they have to do is make sure that the constituents of District 1 are happy. When you do away, or the cities that did not go into this dumb districting thing, which was basically just a ploy for the elites to take more control away from the people. Because you put, there's here, this article is talking about putting $300,000 into the district to try and sway the race. Well, do you think that $300,000 is coming from constituents of the district, or do you think it's outside influence that can try and control the area just by going with this amount of money and putting money in? It's just another way to try and take control of our lives by the government. Unbelievable. But, you know, they put a lot of money behind it. They feel that they can take control. They end up winning these things and now try and reverse that. The reason I bring it up, there are other cities that are looking into it, and you will pay the price if you let these big politicians take over. Unbelievable. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, a trip to wine country. Well, we'll talk about it. We're going to finish that conversation. A buyer in hand is worth two in the bush. Real estate. Financial planning for every reverse mortgage person. You got to understand that. And 10 hot and potentially lucrative business ideas, all that and more. You can reach me anytime. Off air number 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, and on Twitter at Ron Siegel. If you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you, but you can see it. Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars for nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. 1990, the Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by VIP Mortgage. When you are ready for a mortgage, any kind of a mortgage, for one day out of bankruptcy, one day out of short sale, FHA. How about just strictly lowering your interest rate on those FHA loans or VA, veterans loans? Just lower the interest rate, get a lower payment. VIP can help you. Give me a call. I'll put you in touch with the right people over there. Interesting subject today, financial planning and the reverse mortgage. It's ironic how there are a couple of avenues, there are a couple of areas that we never seem to hear about financial planners talking about. And they are major, major topics that everybody should really be looking into. They are a combination. The reverse mortgage is one of the biggies. You got to understand that reverse mortgage. It's a big part of a financial plan. If you're looking at that as a financial tool, if you're looking at an overall plan, you got to look at the senior's cash flow. So you got to be looking at Social Security. You've got to look at the reverse mortgage, home equity, and you've got to look at their 401k, IRA, other assets. Very, very simple. But for the most part, financial planners or stockbrokers in many instances, they're not planners, but they're mainly brokers. They're not looking at the whole picture. What they're looking at is they tend to look at where they make money. And I hate that in the industry. I was in the industry. I understand it. But they look at where they can make money. There's nothing wrong with making money. I end the broadcast with a line that I borrowed from our friend David Meltzer. He'll be on in a little while. But the comment is make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun. And there's nothing wrong with it. But you got to do it within the confines of what you're trying to accomplish, and that is helping people with their financial plan. Seniors need to be looking. The date between when you start taking Social Security, age 62 to age 70, is a $500,000 decision. But what if you're sitting with home equity that's doing absolutely nothing for you? Start using that money with a reverse mortgage or contemplate it. Don't take the Social Security until age 70. Get the higher check, and if you want, you can start repaying back the money onto the reverse mortgage. That's absolutely an opportunity you can do. It's all about the financial planning, and I am here to help you with that and then put you in touch with the people that you need to know. That is the Mortgage Minute, again, brought to you by VIP Mortgage. Red wine means it is time for our Wednesday weekly chat with Robert Mott. Good morning, Robert.
Ron.
I am here. Good morning, Robert. We had planned to chat to finish our conversation with Robert about our wine trip. So I'm going to throw it to you, Robert, on what we were going to chat about with finishing our trip to wine country. So take it away.
Okay. We talked about a number of items and before as far as enjoying your wine country visit. And if we kind of take up the list from where we left off, one of the things where we left off was be careful how much wine you buy. It's a great gesture to buy a bottle of wine or two from where you visit, but don't feel too pressured to do so. If you don't like it, definitely don't buy it. Still, obviously, when we have a sip or two of wine when we're tasting away, we tend to get carried away at the wineries and buy a few more bottles than we intended. And you'd be amazed how quickly those bottles add up. Many wineries can now ship across state lines, so you can probably call and get those wines later after you get home if you want to have that non-buyer's remorse later. The next thing is keep your wines
Robert,
out
before
of
you
the
go
hot
on,
car.
Robert, before you go on to that, you know, I find that, especially as the day goes on, maybe the wines when we get home, we kind of have a question mark as to why in the world did I buy that one? Is that common or is that just something that's odd to me?
No, it's not uncommon at all. And part of that is your palate changes over the course of the day. I mean, think about it. You're typically when you're in the wine country, you're in a beautiful place. You're with people you enjoy generally. I hope you are anyway. Are people that are very close to you. And so the total experience of when you're tasting wine tends to be very, very positive. And then add a few tastes of wine, our palates change a little bit, our mood gets even better than it was before, and the wine just tastes better, and it will. And so when you get home, and if it doesn't taste the same, that's not uncommon at all.
Interesting. Okay, so let's keep on going. We've got to protect that wine if we do buy it, though, right?
Absolutely, and especially as we get into the summer months, obviously the weather will get very, very warm, and especially inside your car. I think the good way to look at it, if you wouldn't leave your dog in the car because it's too hot, or your child, don't leave your wine in the car. I think that you can certainly get away if it's a cool day, cool sunny day, park in the shade or whatever, may crack your windows a little bit, and it'll probably be fine. But on the other hand, if it's, you know, 85 degrees and the sun's bright, really bright, the temperature inside your car may hit over 100 degrees Fahrenheit very quickly. And so that is definitely not good for your wine. In that case, look for ways to keep your wine cool. That may mean, bringing a cooler with you. It may mean putting some of those cold packs around it. There are various things you can do. Worst case, if you don't have a lot of it, have it in some small boxes or bagged up, bring it into the next winery with you and say, "Hey, I apologize for bringing it, but it's hot outside." And then they'll certainly, other wineries would certainly understand you doing that, just from a standpoint of they don't want their wine cooked either. So they would definitely get it if you did that.
So two questions I would have for you when we come to get to the wineries. One of them, and it was something that I learned the hard way, and I'll ask you to kind of chat about it. Actually, I didn't learn the hard way. It was just experience. Is when you're at the winery, the second sip is really the one that counts because of your palate. Is that normal?
That is also normal because the first sip, it really is clearing out as much as anything, clearing out what you've had previously that day. It may have been breakfast that you had an hour ago. It may have been the prior wine you sipped at the same winery that you had 2 minutes ago. It could be anything at that point. But that second sip is really important because you've essentially primed your palate. Now you're tasting what the wine will likely taste like when you taste it on its own later. And certainly that second sip is extremely important. Don't either write a wine off on the first sip or totally get sold on them the first sip. The second sip, as you say, as you very rightly pointed out, will tell a tale on the wine.
Now, you had also mentioned about having some shipped to you. Is there a difference between the wine I would buy on site at the winery versus wines that I might find at a local wine store?
There could be some differences there. Many times wineries don't always distribute or ship all the wines that they make out of the winery itself. And so many times they keep back some of their more boutique wines and just to sell in the winery. So it's not uncommon to have wineries that have wines that they sell, quote unquote, winery only versus those wines they distribute to the mass market. It's ones that you'd find out in your local wine store, grocery store, et cetera. So there are occasions when you will find things in the winery that you would not find elsewhere. In those cases, if you like it, it's a great opportunity to buy it and have something that perhaps not everybody else has had, which is always, as a wine geek or a closet wine geek, it's always kind of a nice thing to serve your friends something they haven't had before, something that's somewhat unique, just because it's a new experience for them.
Perfect. Now, what about if I indulge heavily, will the wineries help ship wines back home for me?
Many times they will. And certainly, they'll ship their own wines without. In most cases, depending on the state you live in, of course, because we live in this post-prohibition age, and post-prohibition. Obviously, prohibition was a long time ago, but the states have not figured out any kind of semblance of homogeneity of laws between them relative to alcohol shipments. So it varies so much state by state. But as long as you're, like for instance, if you're here in California, obviously having it shipped to your home in California from a California winery is no big deal for sure. If you live perhaps in Oklahoma or perhaps New Jersey or some places like that, they might be more difficult to do so. Now, certainly, like I say, they'll ship their own wines. Now, if you want them to ship somebody else's wines for you, they might have an issue with that, obviously. But if you ask them, they may be able to point you to a local shipping company. And many times it's like a UPS store or a FedEx store or a an independent third-party mailbox kind of place that has the proper permits for shipping alcohol. That's one thing to remember. If you walk into your UPS, FedEx, USPS or whatever, they actually cannot legally ship your alcohol for you, not as an individual. It takes somebody who is actually licensed or has the proper permits to do that. So that's why the wineries can do it. A third-party shipper can probably do it if that's what they, they're in business to do. But ask questions around that, and certainly generally the winery is a great place for information along those lines, because they generally know, since they deal with a lot of different people from out of town and a lot of different customers like that.
Great information, Robert. We finally got through the list of taking a trip to wine country, and now we've got some great information there. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. We'll be back in just a few.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Are you ready to overcome your biggest blocks with money and time? Your solution, Big Profits Now World Summit. The best skills and strategies to double and triple your business profits without doubling or tripling the work. This summit has gathered 24 experts specializing in business growth. It's a free online event that's happening now. Go immediately to claim your free ticket at Big Profits Now Live.com. Enter your name and email and receive these free video interviews directly to your inbox. Again, that's BigProfitsNowLive.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
37% of American homeowners believe they have over 20% equity in their homes. Fannie Mae tells us 69% of American homeowners have over 20% equity in their homes. Fully 1 in 3 American homeowners are not informed about the amount of equity they have in their homes. Are you one of them? How might this be holding you back from achieving your goals? Text RSR CMA to 79564 to get a property valuation from one of the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Again, to know how much your home is really worth, simply text RSR CMA to 79564.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Your Credit Matters segment today being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report, it is wrong. Credit Sanitizer can fix that for you or help you get it corrected. Hot sports businesses is the subject of Your Credit Matters segment today. Just got a list of some potentially they're not, if you're not the athlete, like I'm not the athlete, I've beaten anorexia, maybe a little or maybe a lot oversized, but here's some business ideas within the sports industry that you may find enjoyable. Number one, video editor, team photographer, action photographer, memorabilia sales, sports league organizer, referees, team coaches, private coaches, sports camps, personal fitness trainer. I need one, but I couldn't do it. Gym owner, martial arts instructor, sports psychologist, yoga instructor. The bottom line of what I'm bringing up all of these for is if you are a sports lover, as I am, there are a lot of different jobs. There's a lot of behind the scenes. Sports bar owner, that one I could handle. Think all these are all behind the scenes jobs that are involved in the industry. And it's just a way for you to have a good time enjoying what you do. I talk about this all the time. It's the idea is enjoy life. If you can make a career out of fun, don't you think you're going to be a lot better off? That is my thought. That's the Your Credit Matters segment today, brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. Coach, that means it's time for our chat with David Meltzer, the business of sports. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Ron. How are you?
I am doing wonderful. You know, we've got a new segment we're working on for the radio program, and I thought that, you know, we could kick it off here with you. We're going to be bringing on a segment or a day coming up soon that's going to be focusing on small business. And I know the government says small business is defined as businesses with 500 or less employees. But a lot of that has to do with building a business, has a lot to do with branding. And we can really get some great lessons from some of our athletes. So I thought in our business of sports discussion today, maybe branding, you can talk a little bit about branding and what branding does. And maybe is it only while we're working today, or can we build a whole lifetime on a brand?
You know, that's exactly right. A brand is a profile, it's a platform. And, you know, for years, that was the distinctive marketing process of Lee Steinberg, the great sports agent, which Warren Moon and I not only were products of, but we all also implemented that idea of building a brand, a platform, and awareness. And the way that we do that is to give back to the community. And that legacy and the importance of creating foundations for what you're passionate about, for being a part or parcel of a cause, or having a charitable partner, or sitting on boards of charities and helping others, is the best way to create a legacy inside and outside of sports. I use the example outside of sports of the difference of Steve Jobs and Bill Gates. Although Steve Jobs was probably more successful as a businessman, you'll find that the legacy of Bill Gates will far outlast Steve Jobs' legacy, just like the Rockefellers outlast the Vanderbilts. And in sports, we have many icons that Lee created, like Warren Moon, Steve Young, and Troy Aikman, as well as, you know, in basketball, Michael Jordan, and in soccer, David Beckham, in golf, many like Arnold Palmer and Jack Nicklaus. Of course, in basketball, you got Bridgman and Richardson. The list in Magic Johnson, the list goes on and on and on.
You know, it's kind of interesting when you mention that, because one of the things that's fascinated me is probably maybe it's because I'm old, but the best known golfer in history, I think, has to be Arnold Palmer, if not one of the best known. And because of what he's done branding, I mean, when was the last time Arnold Palmer did a Pennzoil commercial? But we all still remember that. And I bet he probably makes more money now than he did golfing. But you might know that better than me.
Absolutely. You know, Arnold started the Golf Channel. You know, he can barely, I think this year was the first year they didn't even let him tee off at the Masters in the honorary group to start off. You know, but yet his brand via the Arnold Palmer drinks, the golf courses, the Golf Channel, as well as the commercials that he's done, but he has created a legacy by being that foundation partner and brand of golf and of community. And it worked really, really well for him.
You know, you mentioned something else, and I'm just looking here because you brought up the idea of Magic Johnson, and you're also talking about being on boards. Just imagine, I mean, Magic Johnson coming out of the Michigan area probably didn't have the greatest business background, but he got himself a tremendous mentor, right, with Dr. Jerry Buss. And look what he's done with his career since then. Talk about that idea, David, with the guidance, mentoring, you know, something along the lines of what Magic's done.
You know, that's a really important point, Ron, is that all of us, one of the best pieces of advice that I got was to always have three mentors, people that sit in the position or have the knowledge that you want to have. Obviously, everyone pays a dummy tax. Everyone has situational knowledge. So the best thing we can do is utilize the Ben Franklin effect, which he wrote in his bibliography, to simply ask for help, become an investment of others, leverage the situational knowledge and dummy tax, and be able to accelerate and expand your own career and legacy based off of the experience and situational knowledge of others that are more than willing to help you. And Magic Johnson has done that not only with the Buss family, but also in the community in Los Angeles, you know, from the Pepsi Corp, as well as the healthcare industry, creating some very good mentors for himself that have made him quite the brand and absolutely one of the biggest sports legacies in Southern California, let alone in the United States.
That's amazing. And now we see something, what's kind of the tradition continues. I'm not sure that I agree with the pick, but boy, you bring in a young man like Luke Walton into being the coach of what had been up until maybe the last two or three years, probably one of the marquee franchises in the world. And look what he's got as a mentor. I mean, he studied with Steve Kerr was the latest, but with Phil Jackson, Jerry West. I mean, what do you think of that pick for the Lakers?
You know, and don't forget who he grew up with. You know, he grew up with his dad, who learned from the greatest of all time, John Wooden. And so,
yeah, but he also went to the Celtics, so I never bring up his dad.
Right on. Oh my gosh. Poor Bill, right? Total Southern California guy. Everybody's still bitter because he played for the Celtics.
Exactly.
Anyway, it's interesting. I think the only negative of Luke Walton is that idea of situational knowledge. I think the interesting thing for me is that everybody thinks that because he's younger, that he's going to be able to handle the entitlement and immaturity of players like Nick Young, you know, and, you know, the other guys that are causing the difficulty, D'Angelo, right? And Jordan Clarkson recently as well, you know, yelling and harassing remarks towards Cards on the Road. I think it's the opposite. I think that Luke Walton is well prepared on the court to strategize and motivate and all of those things that are necessary because he has had the tutelage from Wooden down, as you have suggested. But moreover, the difficulty in the pick for him to be the coach is I think it's the opposite. I think you need someone more mature in the locker room, not less mature in the locker room. These guys, it's like being a parent. They don't need another friend. You know, they need an adult. They need discipline.
That'll be interesting to see if he brings that level of discipline. Obviously, you know, if he's follows what his dad's teaching or mentor was with John Wooden, and obviously he probably had a lot more access to John Wooden than the average person. And he can bring a lot of the things that are the intangibles that are in sports. And I think that's going to be a great avenue for him. And it's going to be interesting to see as a lifelong Laker fan and the one that still doesn't forgive his dad for going to the Celtics. Portland was okay, but going to the Celtics, I don't know about that. But we'll talk more about that with David Meltzer when we come back. We're also going to talk a little bit about the Angels. How about loyalty? You wonder about that in sports. Pay inequality. We've got all that still on the docket with David Meltzer today. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. To reach us anytime, call our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter, @Ron Siegel, and if you miss any part of our broadcast, we may hit 400,000 people on YouTube, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
In the middle of our streets, our house.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1866775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime. At 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Don't forget, if you have not got your registration in yet, for the 22-0 charity event coming up, the ride, motorcycle ride, car ride, going from Anaheim to Irvine Lake. The idea here, it's theamericanride.com, theamericanride.com. Bring an awareness to 22 veterans a day committing suicide, and we need to stop that. It's got to be stopped. We've got to deal with it. We've got to help. The service dogs are a big benefit for that. Join the ride. If you're not going out to ride, theamericanride.com. You can make your donations there, participate there, get involved. The real-time real estate segment today brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. A bird in the hand is worth two in the bush. This is one that was very interesting. We posted this article online today about real estate. And because we are in such a very aggressive seller's market, there are sometimes sellers forget that there are two sides to every transaction and sometimes forget the golden rule, treat others as you'd like to be treated. The idea of trying to get every last nickel out of every transaction and pushing the buyer to the point of them walking away, may not be in your best interest when you think about the costs involved in having to find a new buyer, time involved. What happens if interest rates go up, if there's some geopolitical events? Just remember that buyer or the bird in the hand is something very, very good, very good to keep track of. And to take care of and to cultivate that relationship. That is the real-time real estate segment. Again, brought to you by the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. We are continuing our conversation this morning. David Meltzer, Sports One Marketing, is in the house. We're chatting with David. Business of sports is our conversation. Loyalty to teams. It's been an interesting conversation or an interesting thought. Being old as I am, you remember the days when people stayed with one team forever. I'm not sure that we're going to see a whole lot of the Kobe Bryant syndrome again, or the years, the Tommy Lasorda years where somebody, a manager, stays forever with a team. And now you start hearing, you know, when there's good and bad with the Angels, you hear about people saying, well, Mike Socia should be fired. And it's great to see where the Angels have had that loyalty. And there's other teams where they haven't had that. So, David, talk to us a little bit about what causes an organization to choose a coach over a player, or the coach versus the general manager. Give us a little insight into that.
You know, I think it has a variety of different factors. You know, one is public appeal, and that's why that earlier discussion about legacy is so important, because if you have public sentiment towards a player or towards a general manager or towards a coach, that tied in with ownership's perspective, that's where those decisions are made. And so, you know, obviously it's a business, and determinative upon where the blame, shame, and justification can be laid, where the public sentiment will be aligned, where the ownership will be content, that's when those decisions are made, and that balance is how those decisions are made. So with the Angels, you know, the sentiment as well as the ownership always aligned with Socia, kind of a Southern California favorite who has created a great legacy and brand for himself here. And DePoto, you know, resigning and going up to the Mariners, it seemed to be a stereotypical balance of those interests, of the brands, and of the sentiment that the public has. And I think that's what provides the security for Mike Socia with the Angels, whether they win or lose.
Is there too much of some, you know, management or general managers trying to be an island unto themselves instead of going into a room? And I know I've heard some of these things come from Artie Marino, where there's been conversations that you bring the general manager, the manager, into the room with Artie. They get on one page and then they come out with a unified front. You don't see that a whole lot in professional athletics. They seem like they're all islands unto themselves. Or is that just my misinterpretation?
I would say the majority of the time you have the appropriate interpretation that each of these guys for job security are out for their own best interest, their own brand, their own decision-making process. And, you know, what happens is you exponentially increase your risk. If you're aligned, general manager and a manager are both aligned, you just have statistically increased your chances of losing your job, believe it or not. And so by the scarcity mentality, by the survival of the fittest, most of these guys take on an island mentality so that they can go to blame, shame, and justification and hopefully build the sentiment of the players, the community, as well as the owner. And when things go bad, although they have one finger pointing at the manager, for example, we all know they have three fingers pointing at themselves. So the island strategy seems to be a protective one so that you don't go down with the ship, and you can always have that below the line blame, shame, and justification to save your own job.
It's a shame that that's the way the world, the industry is, but you hit it right on the head. It's amazing. I had some people ask me just recently, they said, what do you think? Should the Angels get rid of Socia? And my comment was, number one, I love the guy. I think he's a great manager. And he asked the next question is, do you know of somebody sitting on the sidelines that would be better than what you have? We talk about the same thing in the stock market, right? If you're going to go and sell Apple stock, did you find a stock that's better that you want to put your money into? Same with, you know, with sports. I love Socia. I think the guy's a great guy. I mean, he's only got so many players. He can't get out there on the field anymore. He's kind of old like you and me, David. I guess that's part of the issue.
Yeah, you know, that seems to be one of your big themes today about getting old. But I have to disagree, Rod. You're not old. It's age is just
a number, buddy. fun. You know, we're getting, and I don't want to get political, but I guess there is a lot being discussed in politics right now about pay inequality. Do you see pay inequality in sports, and is it justified? I mean, I don't think that a person should get paid based on their name, race, but I think it has to do with, because I'm a business guy, how much money are you bringing in? Is that a fair assessment, a fair way of marketing?
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. I mean, it's just like brands, it's like anything else, and I think where this pay and inequality in sports is really coming about is in, you know, the national soccer team, because the women bring in more money than the men and they're being paid less. And so it's in a business sense that it doesn't make any sense at all. And, you know, the top players should be paid a percentage based off of how much the total is. And if the total is greater, how is it the top players are not paid a proportionate amount of the total equal to that of their male counterparts? And so usually that's not the case, right? It creates a reverse hypocritical situation, a reverse prejudice a lot of times where we have to give extra favor. And I'm usually on the other side saying, well, you know, if we don't give extra money to women, we will never mature to the fact where women's sports will be paid equal to or greater than men. But here's a classic example. That national team is a better marketable product and makes more money, and yet they make only 40% of what the men do.
Doesn't seem hardly fair, and I'll argue, because a male in watching sports, you know, I'd rather there's several of the sports I'd much rather watch the females play than the males. I mean, and we're consumers, right? I mean, you look at tennis, you know, I'd rather watch the ladies playing tennis for the most part than the men. To me, it's more enjoyable, and you know, then the commercials that are there should be getting more money, so the players should get more money. But I guess it's just a battle that'll keep on going. Before we get, we don't have a lot of time left, David. Catch us up on what's going on with the concussion settlement. I know you've been very involved with that, so catch us all up on what's going on there.
Yeah, we have had the appeal was upheld for the concussion settlement, and now, you know, we have a variety of different issues arising whether or not it'll go to the Supreme Court, and two, you know, what can players do, number one, to register, certify themselves, protect themselves? But one of the things that came about recently are a variety of different players are taking loans against the expected settlements. And one of my fears is those loans are far surpassing the value of the settlement. Although it's a minimum of $1 billion, most from tier 1.5 to tier 2 settlements will be in the hundreds of thousands. Yet there's a lot of players taking millions of dollars, six-figure loans at very high hard money rates, even up to as high as 40%.
Wow, that sounds like it's usurious loans.
Yeah, it's we're delving into a really bad situation where those who are most in need and are desperate are now borrowing against something that may not have the secured value, which then again will just feed right into the entire process of bankrupting more athletes because they have no situational knowledge and no mentor to help facilitate. That's why we have players, you know, fortheplayers.com to help facilitate educating the players on what their rights are, what they should do according to the settlement to make sure that they're not only protected, but also their families are protected as well.
Great information, as always. If you want more information, give us a call at 800-306-1990. We'll put you in touch with David. Follow David on Twitter at D, like David, D Meltzer on Twitter. And be sure to set your first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to Steve, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun, have a great day. We'll talk to you next time at Ron Siegel Radio.
House, in the middle of our street, our house.